Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Southwaite. Now, each episode, we're going to be bringing you an exclusive interview. We're going to be bringing you up to date with all of the news from ITB Berlin, as well as news in travel and tourism from around the world. Now, the theme for this episode is cultural tourism, and our exclusive interview is with Gloria Guevara, who is the Chief Special Advisor for the Ministry of Tourism, Saudi Arabia. But first, let's take a look at some news in travel, and remember, for further articles and information, you can visit news.itb.com. Traditions is the main theme for the relaunch of Czech tourism in 2022-2023. With another 15 million tourists expected in 2022, Czech tourism's campaign shines a spotlight on traditions showcasing the Czech way of life, culture and gastronomy. Starting with gastronomy, beers and wines have become a major highlight for international travellers, with the country turning into a wonderful destination to explore microbreweries and learn about brewing. Travellers can also visit Pilsen, where the word pils is derived from, and discover the region's wines, which is a long-standing tradition. Manufacturers and artists will also visit to highlight the beauty of northern Bohemia's crystal, as well as Christmas markets, which are an important part of Czech Republic's tourism marketing in the winter season. The Prague Christmas markets have been repeatedly voted one of the most beautiful Christmas markets in Europe. Trade show business is back on track, with a current status of 70% of the exhibition space already booked for ITB Berlin 2023. And this is crystal clear evidence that the industry is ready to meet up again in person. The team is working to prepare ITB Berlin 2023 as an on-site event in Berlin, and more insights on what to expect will be released within the next few weeks. The world's leading travel trade show will take place from Tuesday the 7th to Thursday the 9th of March 2023. From growth industries to trend topics, ITB Berlin's uniquely comprehensive range of products and services point the way forward in all of the markets that are relevant today and tomorrow. ITB Berlin offers the chance to grow your network by meeting new prospective customers, as well as strengthen your bond with existing customers. It also gives the chance to expand your database of leads rapidly, as well as being present and addressing your target market directly. For more information and key dates, do make sure to visit itb.com. Visit Native California is the name of a new initiative established by Visit California in partnership with state officials and tribal leaders of local Native communities. The goal of this initiative is to put a spotlight on California's native communities and cultural tourism experiences. California has over 100 federally recognized native tribes, which are recognized by a range of cultural tourism experiences, including cultural centers and museums, as well as hiking, boating, and food tasting activities. And a federal grant of around 1 million euros was awarded to help raise awareness of cultural heritage and tourism experiences as part of the American Rescue Plan Act. As the state with the highest population of Native Americans and one of the nation's leading tourism destinations, California is poised to drastically boost national Native tourism promotion and interest with this undertaking, according to Sherry Rupert, who is the CEO of the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association. The announcement of the program was made at the Agua Caliente Cultural Plaza in Palm Springs, which is a museum centering on the Native communities of the Coachella Valley. Egypt has reportedly seen a 28% increase in demand for products and services related to cultural tourism. These figures were released by the Committee for the Promotion of Cultural Tourism in Luxor and take into account the winter tourism season from October 1, 2021 to May 1, 2022. The winter season also saw an increase in nighttime tourism activities. As well as this, it was found that prices for cultural tourism programs had increased by 18% compared to the 2020-2021 winter season. Mohamed Osman, head of the committee, noticed that increase in demand for cultural tourism was tied to the decline in the spread of COVID-19, as well as the easing of travel restrictions. He also cited other drivers for cultural tourism, including the resumption of charter flights from the Spanish market and the renaissance of French tourists visiting Egypt. This increase in demand for cultural tourism comes in line with a generally positive trend for tourism recovery in Egypt. Morocco's National Tourism Office, Visit Morocco, has recently rolled out its newest marketing campaign, focusing on an energising, culture-minded, colourful, artist-oriented campaign. A major target group are young urbanites who are encouraged to discover new, unexpected facets of the kingdom. Broadcast in 17 countries, the campaign plays with light in Morocco, described as a source of inspiration for artists of yesterday and tomorrow, but also a source of movement and energy that inspires all of the senses. This energetic campaign aims to show a change in the way the country presents itself. The target is to reach a new, younger, and influential audience in demand of the unexpected and the undiscovered. The campaign aims to provide a refreshed image of what Morocco is about. For this episode's exclusive interview, Thomas Campbell is chatting to Gloria Guevara, who is the Chief Special Advisor for the Ministry of Tourism in Saudi Arabia. Gloria has over 25 years of experience working in the travel industry in private and public sectors, and was named one of the most influential women in Mexico by CNN and Forbes.
Thank you very much for your time today. The first question is, what is your vision of tourism development for Saudi Arabia following your nomination as tourism advisor of the Royal Saudi government? And what assets and insights do you bring along from your role as former president and CEO of the WTTC?
Thank you for having me, first of all. And a little bit of my background, as you know, former CEO of WTTC, I have been working for the sector for more than 30 years. In these 30 years, I have never experienced and I have never seen a transformation like the one that is happening in Saudi Arabia. And tourism is at the center, at the heart of that transformation. In all these years, and with the global view that I had in WTTC, and before that as a minister of tourism in my own country, in Mexico, I had the chance to see what were the components that they were crucial for a country to be successful and maximize the potential of tourism. And there are three very important components: vision, leadership, and resources. Let me elaborate on that. In this country, we have a very clear vision, the Vision 2030 established by His Royal Highness, where we know where we're going, and it's a very clear end of mind and end of a state. We also have the leadership. Our minister, His Excellency Ahmed Al-Khatib, has been executing as minister. In 2019, he opened the country with the e-visas. Then in 2020, he was the chair of the G20, where he helped us to maneuver and go through the pandemic with the first event ever with the public and private sector, for instance, with ministers of tourism. And then he has been executing on the mandate and the development. But we also have the resources. We not only have the natural resources, but we also have the financial resources to execute, with over $1 trillion that are being invested since the beginning all the way to 2030. So where you see around the world, and my view as a former CEO of WTTC, I interacted with more than 150 governments very often. And I had the chance to see who had what. And I can tell you that most of the times you don't find, or it's very rare actually, to find a country with these three components. You might find a country who has the vision or the leadership or the resources, but not all of the above. And in this case, what is happening in Saudi is unprecedented. And also, it's not only helping Saudi, but it's helping the entire sector globally.
Thank you very much, Gloria. It sounds like you're the perfect person for the job. So question two then, can you tell us more about Saudi Arabia's strategic development plan? What is Vision 2030, and which role can be played by tourism in the country's transformation?
The Vision 2030 is fascinating because it aims to create a vibrant society, a thriving economy, and a very ambitious nation. That is basically, and under that, the concept, we have multiple pillars. And of course, tourism is at the heart. Not only tourism is helping in this economic growth, but also as part of the transformation. To give you an idea, in 2019, tourism contributed to a little bit over 3% of the GDP. And we're aiming to increase that to 10% of the GDP of the country. We are hoping to achieve, or our goal is to achieve, 100 million visitors by 2030. And at the same time, create 1 million jobs. Now, what I can tell you is that, as I said before, I've interacted with multiple governments around the world, and I also work in a government in my own country. I have never seen the level of sophistication that this government has implemented in terms of governance, in terms of business plans, in terms of having a clear strategy, business plans, KPIs, every month reporting progress, every quarterly reviewing the advancement, how this strategy is moving and advancing and tracking the progress and the performance. As I say, is very sophisticated. So the strategy for tourism is very comprehensive, is very complete, and we all share the same goals, investing in different destinations and all the different pillars that we need to achieve the goals that I just mentioned.
Do you feel that with these major, you know, these huge projects, these giga projects, which are being developed in the framework of Vision 2030, Saudi can set a new worldwide benchmark for tourism development?
Absolutely. We are creating a new blueprint in terms of the giga projects. And it's fascinating what is happening here, because if you look back, a lot of destinations took years to develop them. Some countries, 40 years, it took them to develop their sector, 20 years. Most recently, perhaps 15 years in our neighbor countries. Here, we're trying to accomplish in 10 years something similar by learning from the best cases and also learning from mistakes. We're implementing in these new projects or giga projects, and at the same time, initiatives like STGC, something different, something new, but with all the knowledge and experience. For instance, the case of NEOM, that a lot of people have heard about. NEOM is the new future. We have initiatives from the 5 billion green hydrogen project all the way to try to build a city that is sustainable from day one, which sounds like an impossible task, but we're investing a lot of resources to make that happen with the highest standards of sustainability, not only in NEOM in terms of mobility, energy, water, and all the efficiencies, but also in the other projects. Alula, for instance, is a great giga project where you have an unprecedented community engagement. The community was part of the design of the destination, and it was part of the process. In the case of the Red Sea, another giga project, for instance, we're not talking about protecting coral reefs. We're talking about restoration of coral reefs, and we're testing new technologies and solutions in order to regenerate coral reefs and be leapfrogging and ahead of the game. The RIA, another of the giga projects, is building a sustainable city based on mud, a new ancient city, an old city, protecting the heritage, but at the same time, 100% sustainable. So as I say, these giga projects are very ambitious, but at the same time, they're based in sustainability, the best standards, the best practices, learning from the mistake from others, but also learning from some successes from others and leapfrogging while they are being executed. So we're trying to develop the country and the sector that has been closed for so many years in a fast speed, but also doing things right, which is, as I say, is an interesting blueprint. And in the case of the STGC, for instance, an initiative that we have, that initiative is to help the entire sector to accelerate the transition to net zero. It's not only for Saudi, but it's for travel and tourism globally, so that we can help the SMEs from the trade from around the world to understand what do they need to do, how do they do it, how do they learn from each other, and where do they get the resources to make that happen? So it's a very interesting multi-country, multi-stakeholder initiative that is being born here in Saudi for the entire world to work on climate, environment, and communities.
Thank you very much, Gloria. So, you mentioned their heritage. And so, how important is culture in the tourism strategy of the kingdom? And how do you integrate UNESCO sites and traditional culture in Saudi Arabia's broader tourism strategy?
It is very important. Actually, culture is at the center of what we're doing. As you know, we have more than 10,000 archaeological sites, 6 UNESCO heritage, of course, sites. for us, culture is part of every day, right? And it's part of the way that we do business, but also culture is, we have the responsibility in tourism to protect those assets.
Thank you very much. And the final question here is, as the former CEO and president of the WTTC, what do you expect from the coming WTT summit, which is in Riyadh at the end of the year? How is Saudi Arabia gearing up for this event?
As we know, the WTTC summit is the most important event in travel and tourism, right? That's when the leaders meet to shape the future. They do business during that summit. And there's an important, outcome of every single summit. No, in the summit that is happening in Riyadh, we believe is the perfect timing after what we went through in COVID. So this is going to be not only the most important event this year, but it's going to be the most relevant event for our future. We believe that we're going to have a before and after this summit, because in this summit, we're going to talk about, okay, what is next? What have we learned from the pandemic? What are the lessons that we can apply moving forward? What is the agenda? How do we shape the future? How do we make sure that we don't go back? Because we don't want to go back to 2019. We need to make sure that we go forward. And in that event, we're not only hoping to have the leaders from the private sector, we want to have the leaders also from governments, and have the most relevant players from the entire trade to help us to shape that future, define the priorities, and work together for the benefit of the sector. Saudi truly believes in public and private partnerships. Saudi has been an example of those partnerships, and that's going to be at the core of the summit. So this is going to be the most important event and the biggest ever in the history of WTTC, and the most relevant in terms of the sector, not only this year, for the future. We also want to use that opportunity to share with the world what Saudi is doing, share our giga projects, talk about climate, the environment, the standards, talk about the importance of the training of the workforce, for instance, because as you know, that was an issue last summer in several parts of the world, especially in Europe, that we have an issue with workforce. We need to make sure in our country here that we're also training, and we're investing a lot of money, but not only training on what's needed today, training also what's going to be needed in the future. And at the same time, it needs to be sustainable, responsible, and with all the things that we are aware. So there's going to be a lot of speakers, great conversations, but as I say, very important. We're aiming to work together and bring the leaders to help us to shape that future from here, from Riyadh, from Saudi Arabia, a country that is investing an unprecedented amount of resources and putting travel and tourism in the map and in the conversation of many leaders and heads of states from around the world.
What kind of message do you want to convey to the tourism trade when promoting Saudi Arabia? What makes Saudi Arabia different from its neighbors in the region?
The message to the trade is very simple. This country was closed for so many years, open in 2019, and after that we have the pandemic. If you look around the world, there are not many new destinations. What is happening here is out of this world. It's totally unprecedented. The potential of Saudi is very impressive to become one of the top five, perhaps, destinations in the world. As I say, the transformation that we're going through is not only helping Saudi, but it's helping the entire sector. For the trade to know, we have natural landscapes. I talk about the Red Sea, but we also have the desert, we have the mountains, we have snow, for instance, in the north of the country. I talk about the history. Yes, we have more than 10,000 archaeological sites, we have 6 UNESCO, but we have a lot of history in this country to share in Alula and so many other places. The hospitality, the Arabian hospitality, that we would like to share with the world, the gastronomy, the diversity. We have 13 different regions. Also very important for the trade is the collaboration, the public and private collaboration. We want to make sure that the trade is successful in Saudi and we help you to grow your business. So you will find a partner in Saudi that truly believes in partnership, in working together and in this collaboration. For the trade as well, our priority in terms of climate and the environment is very important. We're working with the highest standards. We're not there yet, but we're moving in the right direction in a very accelerated way. We're working on training our people so that we can offer quality. Hundreds of thousands of Saudis are being trained as we speak so that the quality is good for the visitor, so that the trade can expect that when they come here. And we're also investing in a lot of events throughout the year. There's something called seasons that 8 months throughout the year, you will find every single weekend something happening in the country that will capture your attention, from races, Formula One, Formula E, concerts, you can imagine a lot of different options. Not only you can immerse in the culture, the history, the nature, but you also have a lot of entertainment, lifestyle, and activities. So I would say Saudi has everything to become a top destination, and we're working on that direction. We need a lot of partners. We need a lot of expertise. We need more hotel rooms, for instance. We need DMCs. We need activities. So hopefully more people from the trade will be interested in joining us, working with us in maximizing the potential of this beautiful country.
No, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. And yeah, best of luck. That sounds like you've got a really interesting couple of months ahead.
But thank you very much.
Thank you very much to Thomas Campbell and Gloria Guevara for your incredible insights there. That is unfortunately all we've got time for on this episode of the ITB News podcast. Do make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe if you've enjoyed listening. And for more information, please do check out news.itb.com.